Become a Shinas Keva for me.
026. We're starting Siman Memches. It's Tuesday night. No Mishnah Berurah Shia Thursday night. Yes, Chayav hold on the Shia. Memches. Memches starts with the Ramah. We're going through davening now. We've said our Birchas HaShachar, we've said our Birchas HaTorah. The Oimrim Parshas HaTomid. Now, this is really in the Mechaber. I'm sure everyone remembers. It's Siman Aleph, Seif Tes. The Mechaber said, Yesh Nohag in Lomar Parshas HaKiyor, Vachakach Parshas Trumus HaDeshen, Vachakach Parshas HaTomid, Vachakach Nizbeach Mikdar Ketores, and then Samoni HaKetores. That's what we do. So that's the Mechaber. Here the Ramah says, I guess the Ramah says you should say it. There is just Yesh Nohagim. The Omrim Parshas HaTomid. Parshas HaTomid is, you might recognize it from Rosh Chodesh Leining, right? By the Varsham of Moshe Lemar, Savas Bnei Yisrael, Vimarto Aliyandas, Kobani Lachmi, and so on and so forth. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on both sides. It's not a joke. Mi b'mokom hakovos korban atomid. When you say the parshas atomid, you have to think of neshalom aparim shloseinu, that this is the best we can do, and it's ke'ilu of being makar of a korban tomid, and it's based on chazal. It's not like a nice thought. Shekein chiblu chazal shemuzman shein based on mikdash kayim. This is based on a medrash by the Prisman Abasorim. When there's no base on mikdash, ve'en yichoy l'makir karbonos, misha osik lohen. You learn about it, you'll parsha, you'll say it. Male lo v'akosov ki'ilu hikrivum. So whatever that means, the ki'ilu, but it's certainly something that's very significant. And therefore you have to, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, you have to know what it means. This is not... You know, unfortunately and ironically and sadly, when we say davening up something, we usually refer to saying something without understanding, and that in itself is very sad. But the Mishnah Berurah makes the point that here you have to do more than daven it. You have to understand it. You're learning. You're learning. You're not davening, you're learning. And this idea, the Kilu Agrivum, is when you understand what you're saying. And you should sit down one day with a Parshas Pinchas. It's this coming week, relating it. Take a Chumash and Rashi, and make sure you understand. Think what the words mean. You know, Vasiris Oifa Solas Pincha. What are the Vasiris Oifa Solas? What is flour? Flour. You know, these are words, they mean something. They're saying words. If you look in your Siddurim, after the Parshas Ketores, there's a paragraph that starts Abaye Avamasader, say the Hamarach Mishmot, the Gemara, believe it, Abashol, Marach Gadola, and it takes you basically through the main part of the day, at least as far as Karbonos, the Avoda, and the Beis Hamikdash is concerned, the Tomit. An interesting side point is that we don't paskim like Abashol, and the Seder was somewhat differently. Why he was Zoicha to be said in davening, when we don't really. There's some things that we don't pass because that's the order, like a funny thing, but okay. So we say that also ki'ilu akrivo, and it's ki'ilu we're going through the Seder Hayom in the Beis Hamikdash. Venerally poshut, Mishnah Berurah says, it's totally logical. Mishio Deya Sefer, someone who knows how to learn somewhat, mitzvah lilmo b'gemara perish ha-memra hazu. You have to know what you're talking about, you have to know what it means. You should learn it in the Gemara Krisus, that's where it is. You think if you just parrot the words and say it, it's not ke'ilu you brought Ketores, it's not ke'ilu you brought a Tomid, if you just say the words. Chen Kosel Hasvarim. The Mashal of the Gemara called it the Parsha Zoyla. Hakavonish Masasek Lahovin in Yonemo. You know what they did, how they was Zoyrik the Dam, how they caught the Dam. Shech, Kabbalah, Melocha, Zrika, Shtematono Shein Arba. Which corners? Where's the ramp? Where did the Shiori Adam go? Lo Amiras are tables, Boulevard. Lest you think that this is all like just nice words. Kosel Mogen Avraham, Parshas HaKabonis Yomer Bamida. The Mogen Avraham always have to say it when you're standing, the Parshas HaTomim. Because it's like you're bringing a carbon. You bring a carbon, you have to stand. Dugmas HaKabonis Yomer Bamida. Now that's not so universally held. Because let's face it, who had a stand? The Kohanim, when they did the Avodah. I'm not a Kohen. So it's not like, oh, I'm doing the Avodah. Come on. I'm not a Kohen. It means it's like the Avodah is being done on my behalf. It's brought as a carbon seabor. But why should I have to stand up? I'm not doing any Avodah. I'm not a Kohen. The Aruch HaShulchan, interestingly enough, says that Kohanim should stand. Very funny. It says Kohanim should stand. I did not wear a big day kahuna. They're not in the base make this. Okay. Al kaponim of prima godim kazo de mikomokom parshus hatomet ro ilamot shekorim betzibur bekol rom. The minig we'll see soon in the Shulchan Aruch. The minig. I don't know what you want. You know English? I'm giving a shiur now. I'll be finished around 9:15. Ani teisha v'reva. To become a gomer parshus hatomid roi lamod, you should stand, because their minig was to read it betzibur. We don't do that, but their minig was to read it betzibur. I guess what would I compare it to? You know, like saying aleinu, and everybody stands up and says aleinu together. So there, they used to stand up and say parshus hatomid. You ever go to a real svard, not musaf svard? You ever go to Eidus HaMizrach Minyanim, they stand up and say something, I don't know what. It's not Parshas HaTomim, but they all stand up and they sing something. Anyways, but that's a different inyan of standing. That's more like Kovet Sibur. Gama Shekotim Bever Heitim Shem Bera Chochma She Yizor Lomet Parshas HaTomim Bet Sibur Im Hashatz, because it was a Korban Sibur. So we're not so makbun on that either. Let's not get carried away. I am Shari Tshuva Shisuk Alzeh. Okay. Kozel HaPrima Godem further. Mashakozel B'Sidurim V'Nusach HaYehiratzon Ki'ilu Hikravnu Korban HaTomit V'Yesh Gorsen Hikravti Eino Nochol Ki Hikravti V'Patrish Chatas HaBailam Koi Mashenkin B'Tomit En Yochid Mikri Bailam. So when you say in the Yilachen Yerosim L'Fonecha, it's kilo hikravnu carbon atomic. I mean, in a zel mukomon, you can say kilo crafty ola, like you're bringing an oilus nadova. When you say the parshas atomic, and it says at the end, are they inspiring everyone in? Oh, yeah. If you look at the siddur, it says in small letters, you have lefnecha, shemu lokeinu lokeinu lokeinu, shetiyam yirazu, chashuvu, kubelos, and rutsu lefnecha, kilo hikravnu, which would be, we're talking about the carbon atomic, which was brought on behalf of the tzibur. The betur hagirsa ki the korav hatomit b'moado. Even better, the zedachon, b'shari tshuvim miyashim gam hagirsa shalanu of hikravti, I guess. But we say hikravnu. Okay, so the main point is that you should know what you're talking about, and it's kedai to one day sit down with an art scroll, with a gemara, with a mishnayos, Chumash, and you should know what you're talking about when you say the Korbanos. You should know what you're talking about, the whole davening. That's true. But here, if you want to have the Indian of Ki'ilu Hikravnu, so you should know what you're talking about. Hagah, let's look over the Ramah again. Blame Pashas HaTomit, the Yeshamim, say the Hamarocha. So the Mishnah already explained that that's also a fulfillment of Kilo, you went through the Seder Hayom in the Beis Mikdash. That's a wonderful thing. The Ribon Olam, Atotziv Yisonu, there's all the paragraph there. Atotziv Yisonu, Lakum Korban Atomit, Moado, Luyos Kwanim, Abu Dusam, Liam and the Kwanim, Yisrael, Mahmoud Vom, Latovu bonu seinu chorim es hamikdash shavot latomid ve'ein lanu, etc. etc. V'miyevshu la'omro b'tzibur. If he can't say these things b'tzibur, because they don't say it, the Mishnah Berurah says shadakam bol sumokum lomer at parshas atomid l'bad b'tzibur. So Yochel Omer Beveso, he says everything in his house, he says carbonus in his house. The lots of parshas atomid l'bad b'tzibur again. So he used to stand up in shul and just say parshas atomid. So he should repeat it and say it with them, because he should join in with the tzibur. Shouldn't be a parish from that tzibur. Mishnah Berurah says shemin hagam ha'yim ikedem lomer akol biyachad b'kol rom. He can't be parish from that tzibur. It says that by Aleinu. By Aleinu, I think most people know you have to join in. But the truth is, whenever there's a public recital, you have to join in. When tzibur is saying something, you're supposed to join in. Kriyashmaya, well, the first pasuk for sure you have to join in. Karban atam, if the tzibur says it. Even Udavan Hashem Oivi, which was people don't do. People know about it by Aleinu and by Shema. But it's really true about everything. You walk in the shul and everybody's together saying, well, Dabar Hashem Oiri, you have to join in. You get, not be part of the tzibur. The Yechadim B'Pam Hashmiya, so we're talking about a guy that said all the karbonos at home. And now he comes to shul and everybody stands up and they're saying it out loud, so he should join in with them. But the Yechadim B'Pam Shmiya, the Ramon says, Kikari B'Tayram. Can't bring two to meet him. I am a two director of the Milsa. Shlo ye nira kilu makrif shnei tmidim. Which is, of course, Maltoisis. So, he doesn't really have to be mechadik. The Mishnah Berurah means to say, he doesn't really have to be mechadik to kari b'toira. He just has to not be mechadik, that it should be oila b'mokom tomid. Because he already brought a tomid, so to speak.
Shouldn't say that he rotsen afterwards.
What?
He shouldn't say that he rotsen?
He rotsen, right. Now we get to the union of shuckling. You didn't know that shuckling was in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah says, "Menagu amadakta gemle hisnoeya to shuckle b'shor shekoyrin b'toyrin." When you learn and when you lane in the Torah, that's the minig is to shuckle. Why? Dugma satoyra shenitna bereses. Because it says Vayara on Vayanugu Vayamdu Meirachok. Chal Yisrael was pushing trembling when the Torah was given. So there was trembling going on. Okay, that's by learning. Dugma Satoira Shenitna Bereses. V'chein B'shoa Shemisbalu. That's already Yeshayla. So there are more paskins when the Adavin also Yeshakul. That's obviously for a different reason. I'm going to catch Arya. He's about to topple over. Al Shem Kolat Skoisai Tomarno Hashem Michamolcha. So, like your whole body, you have to have body talk when you daven. You ever see Mordechai Ben David sing a song? That's how you have to daven. You have to. You have to get into it. You're supposed to. People only do it. Svardim do it, and I see a lot of our people do it too. By Pseches Yodecha, you know. That's what you have to do. Of course, don't forget the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Aleph that said anything that will make people look at you like you're nuts, you're not allowed to do. It's a din. The Chaim B'Shoshim is following. The Yesh Polskim Shechokim Alzeh. The Rapolskim Lachaylik, the Shla, and others. Down here from the Avraham that hold you do not shuckle by davening. You only lifnei hamelech. You stand what's called ramrod straight, and you daven. You don't shuckle. You don't shuckle in front of the melech. The eighth post mishachol and I'll say omer the b'tfilo engleis noeya. Rock the psukim by Shmon Esrei. Rock the psukim the zimra because kriyashma the limud atoymit. The Liman HaTorah Filu Shabal Peh Aminik L'Hisnanei Filu Bal Peh means because the source of shuffling by learning is because of Dumya Dinesino Sad Har Sinai, which was Torah Shabal Peh. That's what he said, the Filu Torah Shabal Peh. The meaning is to shuffle. So he shuffle away, but not by Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei, you're standing in front of a melech. You don't shuffle in front of a melech. But that's what they hold. Because of a Mogen Avraham, the Dovid, Kamar Ovid, Dovid, Kamar Ovid, sometimes there's an impasse in halacha, and we say there's two shittas, we can't be machriya between the two shittas, so whichever one you decide to follow is valid. So you could chuckle by davening, and you could not chuckle. I would suggest that means whatever works, whatever helps you have kavana, that's what you should do. To a lot of people, chuckling helps them have kavana. There are many people that the epitome of kavana would be with standing straight like a soldier and making your request from Hashem. If that'll help him be mechaved, yes, no way, I shuffle away. Vivlav yamukach, you should stand like the changing of a god in England. Vivachi yichaved limo, the main thing is you have to have kavana. You're standing in front of a melech, asking him, begging him for what you need. Think about it. Tzas misna'im tnua mishubeshes. Some have this weird way of shuffling, that the body is straight, shehaguf omer alamdo, and they shuckle their heads. I've seen people like that. They stand and they go like this. Shabura says, don't do that. That's no pshat. They're a gaiva. It's a shtickle gaiva dick. Ein lasos came, because there's no kolat smoysay tamarna. The whole point of shuckling by davening is kolat smoysay tamarna Hashem yichamolcha. What are you shuckling your head for? So the psak halacha is you shuckle when you learn brichas kriyas shma. When you're davening, it's a machloikes. The Ramah paskins yes. Mr. Brewer brings down shittos that no. And Mr. Brewer paskins, hey, whatever works. Whatever works for you, you do.
So what's the reason for Chukita Zimra and Birkas Krishna that you would? It's not Reses and it's not Kavana.
No. Because it's Kavana Smosai. And the opposition to doing it by Shmon Esrei, I'm sure, although Mr. Brewer doesn't bring it down, is because you don't mean the Fayam Melech, you don't shock me.
But it's Kavana Smosai.
And they agree Kavana Smosai, but not by Shmon Esrei. Okay. Zok the Shulchan Aruch b'Shabbos Oimer Meitzel Korban Parshas Hatomid Sukei Musaf the Shabbos. It's in the Siddur. Avolov Rosh Chodesh v'Yomtiv the Mechaber Paskins Neishak Korban b'Torah Sukei Musaf. It's only Shabbos when we don't learn the Sukei Musaf because it's only two Psukim, so you say it by davening. But otherwise, you're going to learn it. What do you have to say it? Now, if you notice, either you do it or you notice it in the Siddur, it says like the Ramah, the Rosh Chodesh also says the Rosh Chodesh. That's why you only need a Siddur to follow the laning of the Rosh Chodesh. It's in the Siddur. So that's like the Ramah. So if the Ramah Hagavi Yeshavim Shemaskirin Gamusa Rosh Chodesh, the Chenoyagim, they will fire same Shu Rosh Chodesh. We find certain halachas and shas that they did in the Beis HaMikdash to be the farsim that it was Rosh Chodesh. It's very important that they didn't have calendars. It was Al Pi Ariya. You never knew if it was day 30 or day 31. So it was very important always to be the farsim that it's Rosh Chodesh. So they used to put the parts of the carbon and the mizbeach on a different place. There's like a bunch of things you find scattered throughout Shas. Probably 3-4 things that you do. That's why you say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. We do a strange thing. We say the Shir Shal Yom and Rosh Chodesh. Holy Shabbos is doich everything else. Rosh Chodesh is doich Shabbos. Why? The farsim for Rosh Chodesh. So here also, even if you're going to be laning it, but you want to be mefarsim with Rosh Chodesh before you start davening, so that's a good way. But the Mishnah Berurah says, so why don't you say anything about Yontif? Ain't Tzrichim Lefarsim. So I would have said Ain't Tzrichim Lefarsim because I just gave a whole speech that it's only Rosh Chodesh. Because of the 30-31 business. And everything's dependent on Rosh Chodesh. So that's the important thing. That's historical Farsim. And I still say that. But the Lubush says, not like me. And he has to look for a reason why you don't have to be Mefarsim that it's Yontif. But I question the Lubush looking for a reason. The Gemara, what I said is true. There's 3-4 places in Gemara when the Gemara talks about how there was a special effort to be mafarsim in Rosh Chodesh. No one asks, so why not be mafarsim Yom? But the whole point is, Rosh Chodesh is inherently not before some, because you don't really know about it. It's a weekday, and everybody's doing malacha, and it could be day 30, day 31. Maybe that's really the Levush's parents.
Once you know it's Rosh Chodesh, you know when the Chag is also.
Yeah, so
people should know. They know it's coming 15 days ahead of time.
Yeah, right. They should know, right. And this you don't know because it's 30-31. But maybe that's all included in the Mishnah Berurah's and Levush's answer. Shekvaru Mufursu Me'asmo. So that's a funny thing. When you read the Mishnah Berurah, what do you think he means, Shekvaru Mufursu Me'asmo? So it could mean what we just said. It means you know about it. That's what he means. He does not mean because you davened Ma'ariv last night. There was you davened Ma'ariv first Chodesh also last night. And you presumably said Yalav Yavol. So he can't mean that. Dorach HaShulchan says it means you were running around your house screaming at your children and preparing for Yom Tov. Because you have to clean the house. He doesn't say you were screaming at your kids. I'm just trying to wake people up. Who in the Gemara woke people up with jokes when they saw they were sleeping? Bikiva. Bikiva gave a shear and everybody was sleeping, so he made jokes. Doesn't go, I'm paraphrasing. He said weird stuff to wake them up. I'm laughing so that I shouldn't cry. Okay, so what do we have here? We have there's a mitzvah to be mafarsim at Rosh Chodesh. Maybe all the things we've said is included in the Levush's teretz that Kvar Mufursim Me'asmo. I would like to think so. That all he now he doesn't mean like the Aruch HaShulchan that you prepared for Yom Tov yesterday. He means you know it's Yom Tov. You knew yesterday it was going to be Yom Tov today. It's Rosh Chodesh you don't know because of the 30-31 business. Okay. Let's. I'll say that shot in the bush. Otherwise, I think it's fair. Okay, Abel Shabbos, Abel Bishul Mufursim. Certainly, you know when it's Shabbos, but that you say because you're not going to be laning the psukim. Omer Moshe v'Shachris, Reyin Yechayil LeKroisim B'Torah. They shame all the shnei psukim. Moshe Yevor B'Sim Reish Pei Gimel. So, bottom line is that if you're davening in an Eidos Habisrach Minyan, they will not say the psukim of Rosh Chodesh. They will do like the Mechaber, and if you're davening Ashkenaz minyan, where Rosh Chodesh will start at 6:45, because the main thing is work, and everything revolves around work. Like Chassid Shalom, we should daven regular time, but that's the time we daven. We should end later. We should come later to work. That apparently it's a no-no. Work is the center of the universe, and everything has to revolve around work. So we'll start davening at 6:45. If you haven't noticed, I can't stand that. I can't stand starting 5-7 Mondays and Thursdays. To me, it's like making a statement that the center of my world is my work. And everything has to revolve around my work. So I can't come, I have to be at work 9 o'clock. So if it's a Shabbos, I'm going to start dominating 6:45. And if it's Mondays and Thursdays, I'm going to start dominating 5-7. That bothers me.
8 o'clock carpool.
It bothers me. 8 o'clock carpool. It bothers me. What did I say? The center of your universe should be your learning. But it shouldn't. But even the many of the fine, outstanding Haredi Israeli shuls in my neighborhood do the same thing. So whenever I walk past the shuls and I see their sign, I don't feel so bad. I feel like it's not just us. It's not an American minute. Maybe they picked it up from Americans. But if you ever want to give me a surprise like that, when you honor me for my 25th year of service in the shul, so instead of giving me a silver gold watch, change that. Just make like, oh, we're going to dive in 7. Well, you can dive in 6:45 every day. That's okay.
Can we dive cool. At 8 o'clock on Fridays? And there's no work.
Of course, we're going to have an 8th minion very shortly.
Yeah?
We're going to get windows.
We're going to start with Mincha. We don't have Mincha yet. You're not a real shul until you're not a mincha. No mincha. Why shouldn't there be a mincha? Other shuls have it. We're behind. You have 300 families moving into $500,000 homes. Let them come to us for mincha. Not a word of Hebrew on the signs. They don't even make believe. Very sad. You see, you get social commentary, you come to this year.
Oops. I didn't turn it off yet.